We have a community alert. I need everybody to pay attention. There's a citizen who is missing. Okay, this is a serious matter. It has not received the media attention it deserves. And when things like that happen in this community and the media, local media, refuses to cover it, well, that's when we step up, we utilize our platform, and we make a lot of noise, and we force them to cover it. So they'll cover it after today. The missing father is being represented today by Yadrick Parker. Mr. Parker, how are you?
Okay, how you doing, Mr. Shaw?
I'm doing well, man. I'm sorry that we're talking and meeting under these circumstances. Let's get insight and background as to what happened, who your father is, and what areas are we searching right now and how people can help.
Okay, Rashad. My daddy's name is Lazarus Parker. He goes by the name of Doc, D-O-C. He's 69 years old, 6'2", 170. He has Alzheimer's. He retired from Marta Train 6 years ago, and I've been caretaking for him ever since. And on Friday, July 31st, around maybe 10:30 a.m., he walked out the house, man. He's never done that before. He's never been a wanderer. I've never had an issue with him on going outside this door. And on Friday, he walked out, and we haven't seen him since, man. And I live in the 30331 area, which is like the Ben Hill, Cascade, Fairburn, Camelton Road area, Greenbrier area. And we have the Bolo out. We have the Natty call out on him, Natty alert out. They brought the dogs. They brought the helicopters, heat-seeking helicopters. They brought the drone, and we just can't find them. So right now, I'm just trying to broaden the search. Besides just staying in this one area, I'm downtown now, on Boulevard. I'm trying to go to College Park, East Point. So I just really need the public help just to, if anybody see them, you know, that's why I'm trying to pass as many flies I can get out. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody see them, then today will be the sixth day, man. Tomorrow will be a whole week. My dad been out there with a white T-shirt on, some blue sweatpants, and a pair of slides. And he's not going to know. He's not going to be able, he's not going to know he's in distress. If you ask him he's okay, he's going to say he's okay. You're not going to be able to tell. You're not going to go in the store and steal nothing to go to jail. I just call him the jail. I just call him the hospital. So I'm just here lost right now. I don't know what else to do.
Man, we got to find your dad. He goes by Doc. So if somebody sees him and they say Doc, he will respond to that, right?
No doubt.
Okay. All right. That's a good piece of information for everyone to have. According to the police, Lazarus Parker, a.k.a. Doc, was last seen in the area of the 3400 block of, is that Glenview?
Glenview. That's my house, Glenview.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Off of Fairburn, right. The police have put out a be on the lookout. There is an active Maddie's call, which is a state of emergency missing alert call for a disabled or elderly person. Can you give us an idea of how severe his Alzheimer's is?
I mean, at this point, it's very severe. Like I said, his first time he's locked up. But like he's not had, I mean, he's physically fit. He knows his name and his birthday, but he can't tell you my name. He'll know my name. He wouldn't know this address. So what I've been doing is trying to, everybody said that, they do think about old places they stay. So I think that's why I was in the Canterbury yesterday, because that's where he grew up in that area. So that's why I went back there, just in case he asked somebody for a ride and drop him off in the Canterbury. He's not so severe where he's not going to be able to comprehend you. He can comprehend you, but he's just not going to be able to answer a question.
There's a phone number. So everyone listening, and I really need you to be actively involved in finding Mr. Parker. He goes by Doc. The number that the Atlanta Police Adult Missing Persons Unit provided is 404-546-4235. That's 404-546-4235. Once again, if you have any information, if you think you have seen him anywhere, you can call 404-546-4235. I'm going to have my producer. Go ahead.
Can I slide my number in on that too also?
Yeah, absolutely. You can.
My phone number is 404-734-5468. Anytime.
Okay. And so, Yardrick, the number you can call for the son is 404-734-5468. Once again, 404-734-5468. Alyssa, I want you to put the father's picture on our Real Talk with Rashad Ritchie Facebook page and put those numbers on there as well. I'm sending you the information now. Beyond that, we're going to do an article and post this interview along with an article and the picture of your dad. We're going to put that on our social media and website platforms, and we're going to stay on top of it, okay? For those who would like to volunteer and help with the search, how can they do that?
Say it again, though. I didn't hear you.
If they want to volunteer and help with the search, how can they do so? Who can they contact?
They can contact me at 404-734-5468. But what I would like everybody to do is just look at their neighbor. That's the way I can broaden my search out. You see what I'm saying? If people look at their neighborhood, that'll help me broaden the search out. Like I said, we don't cover this whole Ben Hur area. So I'm just trying to get people to put the flyers in their neighborhood and their gas station. Because he can't be that far. He's 70 years old, man.
Right, 70. He doesn't have a vehicle. He is physically fit. He's a retired MARTA, a train conductor,
yes.
Served in that role for a while. And people have been canvassing the local neighborhood. But we want to make sure we expand that effort. We're going to stay on top of this, man. We're going to stay on top of it and get to the bottom of it, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir, man. I appreciate you letting us know and keeping us informed. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do. All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.